Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Broads and Al Morgani in for the afternoon show. We are live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Whew, the fries just came on the table.
There you go.
Oh,
that's good for you.
Yeah, damn right. I can't wait to devour these. They're the best. The best.
Makes Philly Philly.
That's right. 215-592-9494. It's an on-the-record Friday.
On the record.
On the record. Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? So far, we've gotten a lot of, do you want to call it nonsense? Do you want to call it, I don't know the right word or if I can use it on the air, but I mean, we got people saying we should be putting our bullpen pieces in innings 1 and 2 and then ask Zach Wheeler to go the rest of the way.
You'd think they were in last place.
You would think that. We got Elliott Shore Parks on hold, though. So, again, we can't keep him too long. The Elliott Shore Parks call is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. All right. Elliott, what's up, dude? What's going on?
Man, if there's any show I'll wait on hold for, it's you and Al. So I'm just happy to listen to you too. But thank you for having me on.
Well, listen, you did 4 hours and decided I'm still going to hang out with the fellas for an extra 10. If that doesn't deserve a raise, I don't know what does.
Yeah, let Rod know.
Yeah, hey, I'll talk to the boss. All right, Elliott, let's start here. It's an on-the-record Friday. Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? It's a very simple question, but it's a very, I guess there's a lot of layers to this team, unfortunately. Yeah. Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way?
No, I don't. And I think there's plenty of reason not to believe in them. To start, their last few playoff performances. This is not the team that used to be the clutch team that we could trust. We saw them have one of the worst playoff losses of my lifetime when they lost 6-7 at home to the Diamondbacks. We saw how the bats came up small against the Mets last year. So the overarching reason would be I don't trust them come playoff time. But outside of that, I think that when you watch this team night in and night out, and I know people say, well, other teams make mistakes too. That's true. But I watch a Phillies team that consistently makes silly mistakes, whether that's outfield mistakes, whether that's base running mistakes, swinging at bad pitches. They do too many things poorly for me to believe that they're going to put together, you know, 6 weeks of baseball that can win the World Series. So, yeah, 2022 was fun, but that's clearly the outlier with this team. And, no, I don't believe in them the rest of the way.
So would you have the nerve to move two prospects? Do you think it's fixable? Because you seem pretty negative on them. Do you think there is a fix that they can make for this season with what you have in the minors?
So I wouldn't trade any of the top three prospects. I think this era of Phillies baseball is coming to an end. And could they make a surprise run? Sure, anything's possible. But when you're making decisions about long-term pieces with the franchise, I think you have to play the odds. And the odds are this team is not going to win the World Series. So for me to trade a piece, I don't think Painter realistically is getting traded. But let's say Aiden Miller or Justin Crawford. Maybe if I get somebody that gives me one huge inning, or you know, two or three huge innings in the postseason, maybe that makes a difference. But with Schwarber a free agent, with Harper on the decline, with Turner on a bad contract, with Realmuto likely gone, I can't give away pieces for the future. So no, I would not trade any of the prospects, because I don't want to go through another 10 years or whatever it was between playoffs, between making the playoffs. And I think those players are the next era of Phillies baseball.
How do you feel about Bryce? You worried about the wrist? Do you think it's fixable? Can they be good enough if Bryce Harper is solid, if he is strong, but not the Bryce Harper that we know?
I'm concerned about Bryce. You know, he's definitely suffered a ton of injuries over the past few years. It just seems like it takes him a while to get going when he comes back. And when you're constantly coming back from injuries, you're going to spend a lot of the season not playing your best baseball. So the contract to me is a concern. And yeah, I'm not optimistic about Bryce's future. Joe Giglio said a stat yesterday that blew my mind when you consider how he's viewed. He's going to probably end up, assuming he doesn't get red hot the rest of the year, having two of his first seven seasons with 30 plus home runs. And I think he'll only have played in one All-Star game, if I'm not mistaken. So without question, Bedlam at the Bank, one of the best moments of, you know, the past 20 years or whatever in Philly sports. But man, overall, Bryce has been pretty inconsistent over the past few years. And as he gets older, I don't really anticipate that changing.
So, Elliot, you covered a team that we literally saw the light turn on early in the season with the Eagles. It was like,
yeah,
look dim. Do you not think that, let's just use Harper, he has a big game, a big series. Do you not think there is something there that the electricity can be turned on with this team?
Maybe, but I just don't think they're as talented as the Eagles team. Like, the 2024 Eagles team I covered, definitely, I mean, you guys all know it, like, had their low moments, right? I mean, people wanted Sirianni fired. They played poorly against the Browns. They didn't come out great against the Giants the next week. So there were, and they started 2-2. There were definitely moments where the team wasn't playing well. But I think the difference is we all looked at that team and said they could play better. There is more talent there. With this Phillies team, I'm not really sure that's the case. The starting rotation obviously is elite. And maybe if you put some of those pieces in the bullpen come playoff time, that changes things. But they don't really have any bullpen arms that I really trust. You can talk yourself into certain guys on certain nights, but for the most part, they don't really have a bullpen piece that you can look at and go, I know that they can get it done come playoff time. And then in the lineup, it's the same thing. There's nights where they put lineups out there, and after the fourth hitter, it just is, you know, nothingness the rest of the way. So I just think that's the main difference. I mean, baseball is unique in the way that you can get hot and it changes things, and this group to a certain extent has done that. But the difference with this group, in my opinion, from last year's Eagles is the Eagles were so supremely talented, and I just don't think this team has that level of talent.
This is why I like talking to Elliot instead of Jack Fritz when it comes to baseball, because you just get it. You just understand the game, and you're so knowledgeable. I don't know the answer that you're going to give me here, but are you a Topper guy? Do you like Topper? Do you think Topper's the right fit for this group? And I'm not calling for his job, but I'm just curious. It's a very interesting manager. I like Topper. I think there's flaws, but I like Topper. How do you feel about the manager?
I actually think he's somewhat insignificant. Like, he does have moments where I do think his personality can help with this team, because they are a group of guys that, you know, is certainly not calm, right? And Topper is very calm. But I do think he's also made some critical mistakes in the postseason that has hurt them. So the record speaks for itself, and he's been pretty good. I don't think he swings the pendulum one way or the other, which is maybe not the take you were looking for. But I think it mostly comes down to the hitters are who they are. I don't expect him to be able to get a bunch of guys in their 30s to change how their approach at the plate. And I don't think Dombrowski has really given him a lot to work with in the bullpen. So he's done a decent enough job, but I also don't think he's a special manager that has made them way better than they would be otherwise.
Well, I think he's done a pretty good job, but he is limited in what he has to deal with. But they need, when you look at any team, football, baseball, whatever, there is leadership in a dugout, in a clubhouse, that comes through. I think that's the strength with the Eagles. Their quarterback is their core. But with the Phillies, there are guys there. Like, I think you're minimizing. I think you're minimizing the effect that some of those guys can have to turn things around with this team. I'm telling you, if Harper has a big weekend, it changes the entire dynamic of what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you could be correct. Now, I don't view Harper as a big leader. I think you're right that he can lead from the plate, and he can be someone that if he has, I think it's, you know, maybe more than one game, but if he has a hot week, right, it really gets things going. But I think, to your point, the difference between these two teams might be the leadership. Like, Jalen, I think we can point to, you can point to a few guys on that Eagles team, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelce in past years. I know he wasn't there last year. But Jalen, you know, these guys, like, I think they're leaders. I think when I look at the Phillies, I only really see one leader, and that's Kyle Schwarber. I don't know if guys like Trey Turner, Nick Castellanos, are they really true positives in the locker room? They can be when things are going well. Like, we've all seen the celebrations after they win playoff series. But it doesn't feel like when things are going poorly, this team is great at pulling themselves out of it. And I think that could be, A, because of the lack of leadership, but also to bring it back to Topper, he is not somebody that looks like a rally-the-troops kind of guy with his emotion. It seems like he mostly lets guys work through it, which there's a positive part to that, but I think there can be a negative as well. So I just see better leadership on the Eagles than I do the Phillies.
I agree with you. No, I agree with you on the Bryce thing. He's one of the guys where he just does it by his play, but I don't know
he's
if
had,
he's
had
the
bad
locker
body language. He's had bad body language all year. Like, he has seemed pretty miserable all year to me.
I think he's defeated, Elliot, because he knows that he's hurting. Like, I think he's trying to battle through this and look like, you know, the hero and play through it and be this awesome player. But I think he's realizing real quick that it's not going to work the way that he wants to push through this pain.
And it's not, you know, I know comparing him to Joel is not something that people will like. And I think Joel is further down the road of his career coming to an end. I think there are similarities where when you see a great player who can't be himself because of his injuries, that is a very hard thing to deal with. And Bryce has now been dealing with injuries for a while. So with Joel, you see that bad body language. And I think you're starting to see it with Bryce.
I can't use those two names again. I just can't.
Elliot, I just gave you praise about being a baseballsman, and this one hurts.
Well, I mean, what's the difference? Like, Bryce does have Bedlam at the bank, obviously. That's a big part of it. But outside of that, Joel has an MVP. I mean, Joel makes the playoffs, and they're both guys that ultimately now are dealing with injuries all the time and are probably not the player they used to be.
Well, a big difference is when you have a huge building filled with people rooting for him to get through it. I think people are dismissing how energetic this Phillies, this whole building can be, this whole franchise can be. I mean, this place is packed still every night, and I know there's a lot of criticism from people like us that look deeper into the team, but I think when you look at the Sixers, people expect failure. I don't think that's the situation with the Phillies or with Harper. I think that place is, every time he comes to the plate, thinks he's going to hit a home run still.
So
that's a big difference.
I would agree to an extent, but I think that's changing. Like, when the Sixers first started making the playoffs, now I know it was coming off the process. There's always that group of people. But for the most part, people were encouraged by the Sixers on the way up. But we're comparing two teams at kind of different phases. But also, this idea that Citizens Bank Park is some fortress isn't really true. I mean, haven't they lost, is it four of the last five there?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the playoffs or something like that. And I think the flip side of it is, while you're right, when that place is going well and people are hitting home runs, it can completely swallow up the other team. But we also saw when this lineup does what it does, which is go cold, go four innings without a hit, when it, you know, whatever, it gets extremely, extremely tense there. So I think that in 2022, that's what the ballpark was. But after 2 years of failure, I think the ballpark they're going to walk into in the postseason is going to be much more tense than it has been in past years.
He's probably right with that, unfortunately. I guess we'll end on that note, because God forbid we'd say something else and it turns into Bobby Clark is
man,
I had a
bone
Tobias
to pick
Harris.
Me, Brody, too.
What'd
I
do?
A bone to pick. Yeah, so
what'd I do?
So, look, me and you, I would say, are on similar pages with the Sixers. We're both still somewhat defending Joel.
Yes.
But yesterday, when you compared the Sixers losing to the Celtics, when they absolutely quit in Game 7, to the Sixers losing to the Lakers in 0-1, I just think those are completely different things. I do agree with you to an extent that sometimes if a team loses, we're just like, oh, they didn't try or whatever. Like, you can't always say that. But that team against the Celtics absolutely quit in Boston on that day. And the
I brought up Game 6.
Well, I think down the stretch, Joel didn't go get the ball.
We didn't go get the ball. We had wide open looks, Elliot. You create plays for wide open looks for DeAnthony Melton, who's going 0 for 6 from the field on open looks. You got to be able to make your shots.
Yeah, Melton shouldn't be shooting the ball.
Well, that's a Doc Rivers problem.
No, that's not a Doc Rivers problem. That's a Joel problem. They're not running the Doc Rivers offense. Joel's supposed to go get the ball. He's the
You're getting wide open looks in the NBA playoffs. Wide open looks. That's the job.
But it's Melton. You want
He's one of the guys that's playing almost 30 minutes a night in the playoffs because that's your roster.
Right, but Joel's the one that should go get the ball. So I think the difference is Joel goes through stretches where it looks like he checks out. I don't think the 0-1 Sixers ever checked out. They didn't win, but I don't think they checked out.
No, I've never been wrong about basketball in my life, Ellie.
Well, sounds like you're not now either. So I guess
that's right.
Yeah.
Elliot, thank you so much, man. I appreciate
it. Yep. Sounds good. Talk to you
guys. Yeah. So my point was, Al, with that whole thing is, people were saying that the Joel Embiid is a quitter and he quits, and I say, does losing basketball games automatically equal to you quit, or can you lose a game and not quit? And then we kind of into, well,
yeah, you can
I just
lose
think,
a game and not
I
quit,
think
but you
always
can't
assume that you losing equals you quit every time.
But
it's unfair.
The problem, well, you get that reputation because it looks like you quit walking in. That's why people will feel that way.
And here's my stance on Embiid, too. And we can open that up. We'll continue getting to the calls. 215-592.
Yeah, I'm reading a big story about him. I started yesterday.
2 days ago.
I'm almost halfway through.
My thing is, I just feel that people got so personal with Embiid, and it got so extreme to, like, the dehumanizing him. I think that it's gotten so crazy with him, the person, and it's not even basketball anymore, that it makes me sound like I'm the biggest lover in the world, even though I criticize a lot of his game now. You know what I mean? Is that fair, though? Like, I do think that it's gotten so extreme that he's a bad person.
I was on with Joe Giglio, and I said that he's an odd athlete, because if you hire two directors to do a Netflix documentary on him, one positive, one negative, you could do each one and convince people each way. What I find really curious is the difference between the fan base and people that cover the teams or whatever. I don't know how people will defend Embiid to the nth and then criticize Hurts. I cannot wrap my head around that. Like, there will be people that are going to argue he's had much bigger impact. And I'm like, they're not even on the same planet on what Hurts has done to come in. And then they'll say, well, Embiid's have been injured and this and that. And I'm like, no, the one guy's, to use a basic term, one guy's a winner and the other isn't.
The one guy struggled to win on the floor. There's no doubt about it. I am willing to part ways as an Embiid fan. I'd say I'm an Embiid fan, but I think it ran its course. It's unfortunate. It didn't work. He's a very skilled player. He can't stay healthy. There's some other things with leadership, and it's just not going to work out. So I would be willing, if you can somehow, and I get it, it's almost impossible with the money, go in a new direction. I'm totally open to it. I just think I end up standing up for the guy because I do feel that some of the criticism is, you
personal.
Know, yes, I do.
No,
it reaches a level of like, dude, that's like, you're disrespectful enough. We can break down his not getting on the low block, you know, operating from the free throw line, all the basketball stuff for sure. But I think people like abuse the Embiid thing to a weird level.
Well, because so much is expected, and it's some of the other stuff. It's when you have stories about Maxey telling him he's got to be there.
I mean,
that's pretty basic. I mean, you can't defend that.
Agreed.
Going to the Olympics, insane.
Based off of the injury stuff and where he was with his meniscus, the timeline's weird. I heard Jay Wright, I forget whose show it was on. It was on these airwaves, though. And he talked about the grind of Team USA basketball and how much goes into it. And it just put it in perspective of what he was going through physically after that Knicks series. And then to go after the Olympics, I don't know how he did it. Unless it's this simple of an answer. There is no fixing the knee. And this is what the knee is.
Yeah.
And if it can't get any worse, then I don't blame him for playing if it can't get any worse. It's just hard to imagine it can't get worse considering how bad it is.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, let's check in on our Twitter poll, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? That's the question for the On the Record Friday. Yes is sitting at 59%, no at 41%. So it's starting to come down a little bit, and now we're starting to get into the potentially getting closer to 50-50. I'm saying no. Al Morgani is saying yes. Still believing in the Phillies the rest of the way. I want to. Full disclosure, I want to. I just can't hide the fact that they make me so angry. They make me so angry. Elliot brought it up. They're not a smart baseball team.
Well,
no,
that's good.
So
at least you're angry. The Sixers, are you angry or are you checked out?
Well, that was a show that I did 2 days ago. Is I've been stuck in apathy for so long that I need to but I can't let that happen because I need to force Joshua Harris and Morey to do something.
Well, that tells you that the Phillies are in a pretty good spot, that you're angry.
I am angry. Oh, I'm angry. All right, to the phones. Let's go to Bill in Glassboro. What's happening, Bill?
Hey, Broads and Al, two of my favorite people.
Wow, thank you.
Heck of a combination today. You got 1,000-watt hair standing on his head, Broads, and you got 10-watt mellow as maple syrup Al there.
That's true. Yep.
It's a good combo.
You balance each other, that's for sure. Hey,
I agree.
That first caller you had this afternoon, he was only halfway there. In addition to starting the relievers for the first three innings, I think we should be batting Rojas, Kepler, and Stott 1-2-3 just to get them the heck out of the way in the lineup.
Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable.
Okay. Yeah, there's some crazy ideas with baseball.
Ain't that the truth? I'll tell you. I know that CFO today, or the CEO today at that company, he went home last night and he said, "Hun, we just got done a corporate bonding exercise. I had to catch my fellow employees. She had to trust me, and they caught me on camera right when I dropped my cell phone. I had to pick it up."
Oh, it's, I don't even know. I mean, I would hope that he just unplugged the house.
What else do you say? I mean,
I would pay to see the first time him and his wife saw each other. I would pay. I would pay to sit in that room. Thousands of dollars.
I'll tell you, to be a fly on the wall, right?
Well, unfortunately, it's probably, you know, she'll probably video it and send it out. I mean,
TMZ?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
TMZ will be there.
Hey, Bill, do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? Where do you stand with the current squad on the record Friday?
I want to believe, but I'm having a real tough time. You know, they're just so up and down. You know, I watch every game as much as I can, unless I've got a family event or something. But, man, you get excited when they'll reel off, you know, 8 to 10 or 9 to 10. But just as soon as they catch that lightning in a bottle, here you go. We're losing 5 or 6 in a row, and we're scoring, you know, 2 runs in 5 games. It's how do you keep consistently up for a team like that? It's tough.
Well, inconsistent offense. And, Bill, thank you. The inconsistent offense is just draining me. You know, some days they look fantastic, and there's power, and Schwarber hits a bomb, and Bryce gets 4 hits in a game.
Well, that's what
opposite
you need.
Way. But then, 3 days straight, they're getting shut out, and they got 1 hit through 7. What are we doing?
You can't have that. It's you can do the opposite. You can – some very good teams, some very powerful offensive teams can lose – like the Yankees, when they're good – they will lose game 17-1, but then they'll win the next 3. You can get hammered, but the Phillies do it the other way. They win the one game 13-0 and then lose the 3-1. And that's the problem. That's why when people say get a pitcher, get an arm, I'm like, get a bat. Get a bat to
Here's
get out
truth,
of this
though,
thing.
Here's the truth, though, Al. They need both.
Oh, they do need
they
both.
They do. Because of Dave Dombrowski's poor winter, he set himself up where there's just so many holes to fill at the deadline, and it's nearly impossible to do everything that's really needed because he didn't do enough in the winter.
And it's driving me crazy that, I mean, get Crawford. I cannot understand the so-called risk with him.
Here's my thought, Al.
He hits from the wrong side of the plate? Is that
no,
all that is?
I guess my thinking is, and it may not be fair because he is having success, but they may look at the way he's hitting, and he's not someone who has any sort of lift with the ball, and a lot of the ball is a ground ball rate and all this. They may just think he's not even close to being ready enough. Because if he was, to your point, isn't it a no-brainer that he's here playing because Rojas and Marsh weren't living up to that?
I would think
so. So then there's got to be, unless they're that wrong miscalculating his ability to jump from AAA to the majors.
Yeah, they're afraid they got a Scotty jetpack.
Scotty jetpack was Scotty jetpack because that's who he was, and he wasn't that good more than anything else, probably.
Unless maybe they rushed him. Maybe they're thinking that way. But I don't see the risk if he does set back. I mean, how is it hurting him? I don't understand. I mean, is he going to get that much more out of the triple? I suppose if he's going to learn to hit better. I mean,
but that hasn't changed. The way he's been hitting
has
been exactly. It's been the same. So it's not as if he's improving in those areas. From my knowledge, I'm not going to act like I watch Iron Pigs games on a day-to-day basis. But yeah, I can only assume that they just don't think it's going to translate. But if that's the case, then trade his ass.
Yeah,
trade him, because if he's not worthy enough here, then go get someone who can be and use him as trade bait. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will continue rocking your calls. And Jason Stark just had a nice little tidbit on what Dave Dombrowski may do. It was published about an hour ago. Wait till you hear this. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Fantasy football draft time is almost here. Book your parties at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion, Philadelphia Eagles. It's Broads, it's Al Morgani, in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP. Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Broads and Al Morgani kicking it.
Yep, old school, new school.
That's right. Fly Guys, puck it up, baby. How do you feel about the whole puck it up wave we got going on the airwaves?
Anything's good. Bring energy, bring eyeballs to the team.
That's right.
Their schedule came out, and people are complaining. They had to play Florida twice. I'm like, how great is this? October, 9 home games. Last year, they were invisible. They just got Michkov, and they went out west.
It was awful. I like 10 o'clock starts because I'm a sicko, but not to start the year off in Edmonton.
It's horrible.
What are we
go
doing?
Way out west.
Back-to-back against Calgary. I'm trying to watch some puck.
This is great. You're at home. The Penguins going to be here in October. I think it's great to start the season. A lot of home games come in. And, hey, go right. Sometimes those Stanley Cup teams, they don't start the season out that great.
So what are you saying? We have a chance?
You got a chance to have a fun team, especially with Zegras.
Oh, I thought you meant Stanley Cup. Did Al Martinez just say they're winning the cup?
You got a young family, brand new daughter.
Yep.
I wouldn't be gambling the mortgage money.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll tell my wife you said that. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties and events are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next event or party online at chickiesandpete's.com. 215-592-9494. Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? It's been all over the place. A little bit, some yeses, some nos. I guess that's the point of this. And we'll figure it out from you. 215-592-9494. Before we get back to the phones, Jason Stark, foul territory, just spoke a little bit ago and gave some insight on Dave Dombrowski. This is what he had to say about the deadline.
I do have to ask you about the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski is like, he is waiting with his hand on the button to trade for somebody. How big of a move or moves is Dave Dombrowski looking to make right now, all the way up until a trade deadline?
Yeah, I think he has this sense about his team that with the right move or moves, they can win the World Series, that everybody else is beatable, their team too, but they have that team that nobody wants to play because of their pitching, right? And I ran into a guy in Atlanta who has talked to Dave, and he said he thinks Dave is geared up to do something huge. He's got his prospect chips ready to go. And look, his ideal trade is not going to happen. His ideal trade is the Twins for Byron Buxton and Johan Duran. That's not going to happen. The Twins aren't going to do that. But that's what I think Dave would do in an ideal world. Give up a ton of prospects for a big bat, a huge arm, and two guys he can control beyond this year.
Can't lie to you, Al. I hear that, and I understand that maybe they want to go the Minnesota route, but he implied that even if they can't do the Minnesota thing, there is still something that might go down that is huge. Gets me a little excited that maybe something's going to happen now.
But that's where we started the show.
Yeah, that's right.
I said Dombrowski, his reputation with National because of what he's done previously is like, but haven't I heard the last few summers, oh, yeah, he does something big all the time. I hope this is the year he reverts to it. But if you're in Philly, those are hollow words because we've been here. I remember last year. Do it then. It's like he's at a prove it to me space right now.
I understand.
It's a prove it to me. You've got the chips, as Jason said. You've got those pieces there. You know you've got a chance here. You've got a pitching staff that keeps you in. It's like you now have an educated fan base that complained about nothing in the minors, nothing in the system. Now there's people in the system, one of the top rated systems comparatively to what they had.
Sure.
Put all the chips in. We are willing. And, you know, you're going to say, oh, you're going to complain afterwards. No, let's get this thing done now. You're sitting there. And the national media in Philly, in Philadelphia, we have a really intelligent base in almost in every sport. Whenever somebody hires somebody, say, they're going to pay the price in Philly. We know beforehand, like, this is not going to work. This is not going to work. This is not going to work. They want this. They want this front office to make that bold move. Yeah, I'm waiting for it too. I just think that we've become. I think that most fans think that they're gonna. I'll use the term "wimp out" on this coming into the trade deadline.
Oh, The track record of Dave Dombrowski here does scream exactly what you just laid out. It's a wimp out.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But something that we've been discussing, not just today, but for weeks here on this station, isn't it so obvious this time around?
Yes.
Like, you, in previous years, you could make the argument last year with the way the bullpen was pitching. You had multiple all-stars in Strom and Hoffman. So you can add in Estevez. That was okay. You could sell me certain moves that they made.
I'm going to take him again.
I know. But I'm saying this year, it's so blah and bleak in so many areas that you have to make the big spot. You have to. There's just no other option. I think they are finally there where there really is no other way they can go except for that one, right? And now if they miss that, then I'm like, I'm out on Dave. They missed this opportunity. They're out. I'm done.
This is it for him, for the fans anyway here. It's a prove-it moment for him to get something done here, unless they do minimal and go out and have great success, which most people don't expect, I guess. But I want fireworks at that trade deadline. I just think that they're set up for it. That they've done this. They have a wallet that can buy their way out if they have a mess. If it doesn't work out, they're going to be okay, no matter what happens here with this pitching staff. I'm assuming Nola's comes back relatively healthy, and he can also go into this trade deadline. Even if you're giving up too much. Well, I was put in that position by a guy that used an illegal substance.
Sure.
So
yeah, I have to. You're right. We had to zig a little bit because of things that went down. Yeah, absolutely. I had to do an overpay. I had to put a prospect on the table that didn't necessarily want to because this is the price you pay when someone takes substances.
Right. I lost a starting pitcher to an injury. And I lost the guy out of the bullpen due to an illegal substance. Yeah, we had to pay the price.
It's remarkable that we talk about the starting rotation the way that we do without even Aaron Nola. Now, some are thinking Aaron Nola's a bum, but he's not. To have this overpowering starting rotation without Nola even being a part of it is crazy. Yeah. So when he returns, it makes it even more interesting for moving around some pieces. The one issue, and we're going to get to the phones in a sec here, is I thought I could pencil in Andrew Painter to come out of the pen and be a piece for you in the playoffs. I don't know if I feel good about the way he's been pitching.
Well, that's my worry with these, quote, prospects, including Crawford, who I see no – you mentioned why maybe he's not here. It's not a good sign. And Painter's taking a little more time than we anticipated coming back. So I'm like, okay, let's move on.
He's getting beat up. He's getting beat up at times. 5 innings, 4 earned runs, 6 innings, 4 earned runs, home runs. You think Aaron Nola's giving up some bombs. Painter's been getting shelled a bit out there. I needed dominance. I was told this guy's a can't-miss guy. Anyway, Joe in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Hunter, Al, how you doing?
Great, Joe.
Okay, you know, Al, you were saying about, I guess you were referring to relief pitchers, about, you know, gotta have to have been in that moment before. And you used to have Mitch Williams on your show, Al, and he always said that to be a closer, you have to have the mentality to get that 27th out. And when you have this manager, and I'm before he should have been replaced, this guy, whether when he has the arms, he doesn't know how to use the bullpen. He still keeps talking about pitching the pockets so that when their 1, 2, and 3 hitter comes in an eighth inning, he's going to bring his closer in to face him there. What's that telling your seventh inning guy and your eighth inning guy? Oh, you guys can't get out the 1, 2, and 3. You can't get out the 4, 5, and 6. Yeah, you've got teams that win. When we got beaten by the Astros and we got beaten by the Diamondbacks, they had a set 7, 8, and 9 guy, right? Now we don't have that this year. And, Hunter, you said about, you know, we bring in Lizardo to the bullpen. Yeah, but you can't do that in October. You have to start using him that way in September. So whether they have enough lead that they can do that. And then I seen Painter's start, every start except the last one, okay? And he's not throwing 100 miles an hour. He's throwing 95, 97, and he's leaving his fastball up. And I missed his last game. It was a rain-shortened game. And apparently the Mets catcher, they were playing the Mets farm team, Alvarez, he hit a home run and a double off him in that game. And Alvarez, he's down there in the minor leagues because he's a wild swinger and he has to work on his catching. So, yeah, he's given up. Mick Abel is way far developed than him, and they rushed Abel up the second time. He had only pitched one game of 7 innings in his whole minor league career. One game, and they brought him back up. He needed more work down in the minor leagues. Or if you're not going to use him as a starter in September, Abel, then get him adjusted to the bullpen. Put him down in the Triple A. Let him work out of the pen. You just can't change a starter to a bullpen guy. It's a different way of getting ready. You have plenty of time before the game starts if you're a starter. Much different if you're a reliever. And that's what they have to do. If they don't get a bat, and if they don't get the bullpen, the Mets are going to take
well,
this.
Well, Joe, they're going to get – and so, thank you for the call. They're going to get
– You would hope so.
They have to. Yeah. I can't even speak. It's so outrageous to think that they're not. They have to.
Yeah.
There's just no doubt about it. It's a must.
Yeah, and they must overpay.
Well, if they want to get the best guys, then probably.
Because they're in a spot now where if you're a team that's buying or selling and getting prospects, you have the Phillies in a spot where I'm going to get more than I normally would because of what you just said. They have to. So he has to go into this trade deadline realizing, not fleeced, but we have to overpay. Because that's what it's going to take.
If it results in a championship, no one's going to care that you gave up somebody at the deadline if it resulted in winning
Even if it doesn't end up in the championship, you're going to have to overpay just to to go into the playoffs thinking you have that chance. You're in that spot. It happens to a lot of teams when they get prospects that are regarded. Sometimes it roadblocks a deal because I want Crawford. It's simple as that.
I fight Joe a lot, though, on some of his philosophies with the Phillies. I don't think it's wrong to ask Mick Abel to do what he did when he got called up and all. He's 23 years old. Yeah. I think Mick Abel showed a lot of good signs prior to him having to go down. And listen, you can either do it or you can't. You can either pitch or you can't. And there are plenty of examples of teams that ask a starter to go into the bullpen and we need you here, go do it. There's guys like Wheeler who once would, now it's late in the postseason, it could be game six, game seven, close out. But here's Wheeler coming out to help close out a game. Like, that's the, you either got it or you don't. And there's only one way to figure out if you do or not.
Yeah. It's all hands on deck. You know it. You're coming in. At some point, your contract, your salary, it doesn't matter. That's when the calendar turns, and it's just about winning. That's it.
Do they have enough to do it? That is the great question. Let's go to Keith in Indianapolis. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up, Keith?
Oh, good. Well, since Al and Broads are on the air, I got to talk some hockey.
We're pucking it up. Puck it up. Puck it up.
Hey, obviously goaltending is going to be the talk going into the season, but I'm watching the game and I try to watch most of the games, like the Phillies and everybody else here in the Midwest. But goal scoring, guys that can finish, I'm really focusing on that. Do you need, in order to have a chance to get in the playoffs, what do you need from Forrester and Tippett?
Well, because that's the I was just going to bring up Tippett. This Forrester thing, though, scares me.
Forrester, I think, is going to be – you're going to be pleasantly –
I'm a big fan of his game. I'm worried about the injury.
I think he's – I don't – that injury, I think if it was going to be the worst end of it, you'd start to hear already about stuff.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, there's the – everybody looks at the worst-case scenario. I'm hoping for the best, obviously. But that's not a hole they can fill when people say, well, you can – no. You bring in a rookie. No, Forster, by the end of last season, I think was their smartest forward, just in terms of where to go, how to play. I think he did all that stuff the best. That is not something that's, can say, okay, we'll bring in a kid and give him a shot. Yeah, you give him a shot, but no, you're not going to make it. That's a huge,
huge
that's
loss.
That's a huge, huge issue, which is why I'm hoping that injury is on the lesser end.
He played so good for Team Canada, too. He played really well with Team Canada.
He's a very, very smart player.
Keith, to answer your question, I don't know how we're going to figure out a way to do it because it might be impossible. But I don't know about when he gets going with that size, it's pretty remarkable because he is fast, but he's just so inconsistent.
Well, Tippett's, I guess in the NBA, he'll be called a guy that creates his own shot, which is good and bad. Because you have to learn to, and when you get in tighter situations, you're not going to get that chance all the time. He scores electric goals. He's got great speed. He comes in with, just pushes, just bulls his way through people with his speed, uses his speed to back people off. But he has to be more consistent. He's been a frustrating player to me because I still don't know that he realizes how good he can be with the skill set that he has and the boots that he has to go in and be able to make plays like that. But he has to be able to do it, get in position to make that play receiving a pass and not just everything coming off that rush that side.
Right. Keith, what else you got on the fly, guys?
Well, no, just with going with the Forrester because he's been progressing up, like 20 goals to 25. Like, you want to see 30-plus out of him, hopefully, health-wise. But with Tippett, it's been going the other way. He went, 28, 27, and 20. And it looks like Tippett, for me, watching the game, he was snake-bit almost all year, hitting the post, hitting the crossbar, goalie making a save, shooting the puck wide, just on point-blank opportunity.
Yeah, well, shooting the puck wide is not snake-bit.
No, that's part of his problem. True. But you're right, he does hit the – he is one of those guys where there's a 4 or 5 game window and he hits 6 crossbars and he puts his head up to the ceiling wondering what he's doing wrong, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I'm excited for it. And then, going to Phillies, I'm all in. I mean, it's the starting pitching. And if you have to give up, out of the three top prospects, give up one of the three or two of the three, hey, let's go do it. If you can get a bat and then get a reliable another arm in there. That's how I'm with it. So,
all right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Keith. I appreciate the call. 215-592-9494 if you do want to get in. All right. So it took about 2 hours to get our first Puck It Up call, though they've been lining up. Al, here's where I stand with the Fly guys. I think, and this is big picture, I think Briere and Jonesy are very competent hockey minds, and we are coming from, in my personal opinion, not competent hockey mind in Chuck Fletcher. So yeah. I'm very thrilled that we are moving in the right place. I like Porter Marchone. I'm very intrigued. I probably would have went Higgins there just because he's a center, and I value that more than wing. But I think Porter Marchone is the blue-chip prospect to be super pumped about, and I think he's like as close as ready to go as it can be as a prospect getting drafted sixth, body-wise at least. I mean, he's a hell of a power forward wing here that I'm pumped for. I don't like the Nesbitt thing. So, like, my point is I like a lot of what Briere has done. The Zegras trade was awesome. And then, like, here's how I don't like it. You had so much ammo, right? It was all about how much compensation you had with these picks and what you can do. And I was really hoping to walk away with a potential 1C or 1D, and I don't think I got that in any of the assets that they acquired in Nesbitt or Marchone, and that was such a hole to fill. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the center dropped further than people would think.
With Higgins, you're saying?
But the worst-case scenario is he could be a franchise player.
I know.
You might have been in a spot where you could have said, we're going to risk this, despite the downsides with his size that he could have.
He's 5'11". He's not 5'8".
Yeah, but
what, you think he's 5'10", 5'9"?
The way the league is going, he could be... You could look back at this. You know, your nightmare is, we could have had Makar, we could have had this kid. You know, there's your nightmare. But I think that they said, we'll plug this kid in here. We bring in Zegras, who's got some skill. We'll go that way. And I do think if you just wind ahead a little bit with the money coming off the books after next year, you may be able to go out and get what you're looking for there. And then you'll have these kids that big wing, the size coming up. I don't like following the leader in terms of what you need. Like everybody said, oh, Florida, look at Florida. Things change in the NHL. Who knows what will happen afterwards?
Yes.
But you've got to address your defense and your goaltending situation. It got, quote, better. I agree. It got better. It wasn't, you know, they're better off because last year it was unacceptable. But you couldn't go get that. If you're not going to have Hart come back, you didn't go get that.
You
veteran.
Can't have Urson be your 1A again. You just
That's what you're probably looking at.
I know.
And that's, you know, we'll see what happens with him. But I think a lot of people, I thought maybe they're going to go out and get a veteran goaltender. To be a bridge kind of a guy, whatever. But you look at the money that those guys got, and they're not that good.
Allen stayed in New Jersey for 5 years.
This is crazy.
Long contract.
So, to summarize
a little bit is, if I had to give a number 1 to 10, with the Zegras thing and Porter Marchone excitement and things of that nature and Michkov coming into year 2, I'd say my excitement level is like 8 out of 10. And I thought if they drafted Higgins or did something a little bit different, I could be at a 9 or a 10. I'm being greedy, essentially. Like, I'm thrilled that I'm an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
But I thought I could have walked away from this offseason being 9 or 9.5 out of 10 if there was just a little meat left on the bones. Is that a fair assessment, maybe?
It's fair.
All trending. It's trending way better than anything that we've had.
The fact that you probably have a team not going to the playoffs and you're 8 out of 10 is a pretty good sign.
Well, it's Michkov year 2 coming in with that checklist of things I got to do, Danny.
Well, on a Monday, he's saying, I'm not going to be his show-off anymore with them. Try the Michigans. The next night, he scores a Michigan.
Yeah, what's he playing in right now?
Something
league
over
in Russia?
The K,
He's playing in a league in Russia doing Michigan goals behind the net. Well, save all those those bingos for when we're here, please. 215-592-9494. We roll into the 4 o'clock hour. Coming up next, we will continue taking your calls and the All-Star Game in Philadelphia next year. There are some details that were announced over the last few hours. We will give that to you. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Fantasy football draft time is almost here. Book your party at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. It's Broads, it's Al Morgani in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.